This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, we got Rafael Devers, we got Adames, we got Wilmer Flores, and this is all for our, like, Latino base here for 95.7, but wanted to sign off with this. Soy Adán en El Ciudad y estás escuchando al Morning Rose en 95.7 El Partido. Thanks, guys.
Does Bob need to just learn Spanish then? That's what we need to do? Communication? Is that the most important trait? Is it showing a pulse? What is the most important trait for a baseball manager? As we're talking Bob Melvin, and stock is all the way down right now on Bo Mel. And Giants fans, if you don't think he's the problem, we would love to hear why. 888-957-9570. It's Spadoni at Chasky. We're rolling on the Gigantes. And I teased it, and we're going to talk about it. Before I do that, I got to tease something else. Because coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, right here at 95.7 The Game, the Valkyries are taking on the Phoenix Mercury. And you can hear the game again right here on 95.7 The Game and also the Valkyries channel via the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. I mean, Natalie Nicasse, like, easily shoo in like minus 10 million to win coach of the year, right? It's not even close to the WNBA. She's absolutely the coach of the year. It's a lock. Lock of the century. Lock it in. Hell, I might want her to take a swing on after the Valkyrie season's over. Come on down to the Giants. Why not, right? I mean, the way people are talking about Bob Melvin, anyone could coach this team, right? Right? That's what we're all thinking. Well, Buster Posey, a couple months ago, Joe, he picked up the option. And he said, hey, I put this team together. If you're going to come down anyone, come down on me. I'm the one that put this roster together, not Bob Melvin. So he's taking the heat, right? Right? It should be Buster Posey taking the heat. If he's telling me to give him the heat, right?
If I ran a job site in any walk of life, plumbing, electrician, like pick whatever you want, carpentry, and nobody was doing their job accordingly, and we were all off deadlines and off schedule, someone has to pay for that. Now, does that mean like that the workers I have are the right workers? Like, that's a whole separate conversation. The foreman bears the brunt of that, does he not?
Yes.
But whoever's running that job site.
But also, and again, this is all any walk of life, the business, you start from the bottom and you work your way up. That being said, when Buster Posey, what is the foreman? I guess the supervisor at this point. I don't know.
Buster Posey in this analogy would be back at the office.
Yes.
Right? And I don't know, somebody who knows. He's not the general, but he's like
a civil engineer. He's been doing the blueprints and stuff.
Yeah. You know, he's sitting at a desk. He's a desk guy.
Okay. All right. So, but he is the guy that's ultimately in charge.
Melvin's on site.
Okay.
Melvin's on site.
But Posey's in charge of all the on site guys. And if on site is down, production's down all over the place. I'm the president and saying, what the hell's going on? I'm reading in the papers that production's down right now. Get your guys' asses in line.
No doubt.
Right? Like, but is ownership putting that fire to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It should be.
I mean, the fans are pretty ticked off. So you asked me a very simple question. You asked, like, what's the number one skill or attribute of a
trait.
Coach?
Number one trait for a baseball manager.
Okay. These are just my baseball principles, okay? And people can disagree. I believe it's the most mental of all the sports. The difference between Willie Mays and Willie Mays and Luis Matos is 1 out of 10, meaning one extra hit per 10 at-bats. The greatest player of all time in almost everyone's Rolodex is Willie Mays. He was out 7 out of 10 times. It's a game of failure. It's a game of I'm in your head no matter what. I'm slumping. I'm streaking. This is a righty. This is a lefty. He threw me up. Okay, now I have a 2-0 count. Now he's got now it's a full count. I got to expand my zone. When I'm a pitcher, any little tiny thing. Hey, my curveball's not breaking the way I want it to today. I don't have good grip on my sinker. I'm getting squeezed by the umpire. All right, it's second and third with no outs. I need a pop-up right now. I'm out in the field. I'm taking my at-bat that I stunk it up with runners in scoring position, and now I'm in the field. I'm not paying as close attention. I'm letting that wear on me. I'm running the bases, and because I struck out 4 or 5 times and I finally got a walk, I'm trying to do too much and go first to third. It is the most mental game of all the games because of the inherent failure. In basketball, if you shoot around 50% from the field, like, that's really good, you know, just in general. If you're shooting 30% from three-point line, that's acceptable. 30%, as in batting 300 in baseball, you are one of the 7 or 8 right now best players in baseball. That's how many guys are batting 300 in the modern day. So I think communication and the ability to adapt to what an individual needs in baseball, the human element touch, is the most important. Sometimes guys just don't want to hear a damn thing from anyone, and you need to be able to recognize that. Sometimes you need to put your arm around them, and they're dealing with stuff away from the ball yard, family, life, whatever it might be, and they need a hug. Sometimes guys are just going through it, and they're overly analytical on what they're looking for or the swing mechanics. Sometimes guys need to go out and party, you know? I truly believe it's the most mental game of them all. So I think the best managers in the history of baseball throughout the centuries have been able to adapt to what their team needs at any given time and connect on a human level with whoever it is and understand what they need. What Buster Posey needed from Bruce Bochy was very different than what Johnny Sanchez needed, which was very different from what Lincecum needed, from what Brian Wilson needed. Think about how diverse those personalities are of all those guys I referenced.
You said something right there, communication, and then it got me to thinking this, and it's the same thing, because when I threw out the question, I was also thinking, it's like, man, what is the number one trait? And it really is not just baseball manager, because I do think this is the number one trait for, in my opinion, for NBA or NFL head coaches, but it's emotional intelligence. And it's the same thing. Knowing your players and what makes them tick, every single one of them, right? From the first guy on the depth chart all the way to the last. Knowing what makes these guys tick is so damn important. And I do think that's what made Bruce Bochy so special to Giants fans, especially in those playoff series, Joe, is he just knew all these guys and what made them tick. He knew when it was time to go. He knew the right moves. He was the maestro of the orchestra, if you will, come playoff time. Now, that take the totality of a season, obviously, is more important to that because you have to get to that point. But knowing your personnel is so important, especially in baseball. It's such a good point.
And I also think your staff needs to be diverse.
Correct.
So when I watched the Red Sox doc regarding following the team for the whole year, Alex Cora comes off brilliant in it.
Yeah.
But it's also the staff that he's built. It's the infield coach who's got a certain personality. It's Andrew Bailey, who was with the Giants, who's got a certain personality and is extremely analytical. You know, I'm just going to give you my own experiences. Like when we're sitting in the dugout, me and Jimbo, we're coaching, my buddy Jim. And Jim's very like, he's thinking. And I'm the guy like, I've got five steps ahead. Hey, if we walk this guy, we got the 7, 8, 9 hitters coming up. It's going to be first and second. We've got two guys on the bench right now that have bullets left that can be able to throw. I'm going like youth level baseball. These are the things I'm thinking about. And then I'm regurgitating it and I'm sending it over to him. And then now he has to process and think about it all in real time. All right. And I think this guy's scuffling. You know, I was talking with him yesterday in warmups and he's kind of not all there. He's really dragging in his confidence. Go out there and talk to him. If he throws a ball right here in this situation, go out to him. Hey, I was working with him prior to the game. He doesn't have a good feel for his curveball right now. So just scratch that off of his repertoire. It's changeup fastball today. See, to me, it's not just the individual manager. It's the totality of his entire staff and how well they know everyone and can connect with everyone. Ron Washington. Why is Ron Washington such a beloved baseball lifer?
Why? Because it's his ability to connect with players.
Ozzie Albies swears by him.
Yeah.
Marcus Simeon swears by him. Those guys are very, very different. Very different. If you've seen their Instagrams, like Marcus is very cerebral, very, very, very like kind of understated.
Calm, cool, collected.
Yeah. Ozzy's got this big, you know, effervescent personality. They're very, they both swear by him. And I think one of the beauties of having guys like Ron Washington on your staff is those guys are trusted agents. And I look at their staff right now and I don't know. These are things we don't know. I don't understand. I don't know what they've got. I know when Bochy was here, he had Mark Gardner, who everyone in that bullpen swore by. He had Dave Rigetti, who that staff loved, who understood what it was like to be a scuffling, you know, late innings reliever, a middle reliever, a spot starter. He knew what it was like to be a starter. He knew what it was like to be the man in a rotation. He knew what it was like to not be the man and be the old-time veteran. He really had a feel for how to navigate baseball as a pitcher at every single level of where these guys might be at. I look at Bruce Bochy being a catcher. You're always thinking 3, 4, 5, 6 pitches ahead, 2 batters ahead, 3 batters ahead, right? And then I think of all the guys he had on his bench, Bam Bam Mullins. Obviously spoke multiple languages, understood what it was like, coached every winter ball in different areas, right? Like, this is how you build a staff. I don't know about their staff. Now, I know Matt Williams is a baseball lifer. I know that he ran a team for a long time. There's a lot of guys that are doing this for the first time, though, on that staff.
It's a great point. And 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The most important trait of a baseball manager, communication. Jasky's saying, but it's not just with the players, it's with the staff and then the players themselves. It's a trickle down effect. So, you have to be put in a position right now to succeed, right? And it starts with Buster Posey, quite frankly. But again, when Buster tells me this is the guy a couple months ago and he picks up the option, I start to question things, Joe, as the team, and I see Willy Adames, and I can't get it out of my mind, Willy Adames. You know, whether he was shouting directly at Bob or just shouting at anyone that will listen, it looked like it was directed towards Bob Melvin. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, 2 days ago, Willy Adames is in the dugout, Giants Padres, and he's really frustrated. He's shouting about something. You know, Bob's listening. He's listening until he's not. Then he turns around and watches the game again. And it just felt like it was emblematic of how Giants fans feel right now towards this team. They were almost like Willy Adames was the vessel for Giants fans. As they're shouting, and no one's listening. And I'm sure Buster Posey is, and Bob Melvin does. Like you hear it after every game. He's wearing it on his chest. He's wearing it on his sleeve. But just because the guy's not yelling doesn't mean he doesn't care. That being said, as we're talking about Jim Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan this week, we do love a guy that wears that emotion, whether it's crying like a Dan Campbell or getting mad and yelling like a Jim Harbaugh at time, or just being a little more quirky. When the losses start piling up and the team's not performing well, it's how you react.
Yes.
And we don't like how Bob Melvin reacts, or these kind of managers, they react with, but some people are just like that. And you're not going to change Bob Melvin at this point. What is he, like in his mid-60s? He's not going to change his whole temperament.
Do you think Bill Belichick changed how he was over the years?
Yes. If you watch his pressers from the early 2000s or the 90s of how he was as a head coach, he absolutely changed.
We do this thing in sports where we don't think that the coaches have skills and traits like the players do, but they do. They
evolve.
No doubt. Well, and some devolve.
Yes.
Right? And sometimes their thinking is outdated, or maybe they're just their ability to connect with a certain group of guys. There are certain teams I've coached, specifically in basketball, it's a smaller group, but there are certain groups of kids that I've coached where I just wasn't the right coach for them. My temperament didn't match what they needed at a given time, and I had coached them for so long that they were done listening to me. That happens. Sometimes that happens. Or we went through some things, and I don't know. I was done with them. They were done with me. And we just needed to move on. That does happen. Like, not everyone's going to click with everybody. You know, Pete Rose had my favorite quote. And I know Pete is a very
controversial figure.
Yeah, for a lot of people. But the guy is a baseball savant. And he summed it. And it's boiled down to the most basic element. So there's three ways to coach people. You kick them in the pants. You put your arm around him, or you say nothing to him. Yeah. Now, there are degrees within each of those three categories, but he's so spot on. And then getting back to like the bench coach, Joe, I think that people underrate how mental baseball is on a pitch-by-pitch basis. And I think that's why like baseball guy can rub the casual baseball fan the wrong way.
Yeah.
If I have a runner at first base and that guy, it's an 0-0 count, okay, and it's the seventh inning of the game, and they're going to go bunt, and they square up to bunt, all right? My third baseman starts to crash. Well, if my first baseman's holding on the runner, you know, what's he going to do? Now, what is my staff saying? Hey, this guy hit three up the middle in his last three at-bats against this particular guy. Who do we have in the bullpen? Where should we shade our outfielders? Like, there's like 75 things going on pitch to pitch. Once we get to two strikes, what are we going to do? Are we going to lay everybody back? Or are we going to still crash our shortstop? Our third baseman, excuse me. Is our shortstop going to roll over and cover third base in the event that this guy bunts one down the line, the third baseline, and he's not going to slow down going first to second? Are they trying to steal on this one? Do we throw over two or three times to negate him from stealing or get him taking a step back? I think that we underrate the staff as a whole in baseball in general. And I think the beauty of what made me appreciate Bochy wasn't just Bochy. It was Bam Bam. It was Ron Wotus. It was all the guys on that bench. And they're all communicating as Bochy's sitting there soaking it all in, and he's the one who's the trigger man in that dugout.
Well, it's a great point, and Bochy has been on our airways right here on 95.7 The Game. Bruce Bochy, you know, four-time World Series manager, and he's talked about it. He doesn't like when people say, oh, no, he was a gut guy. He went with his feelings. He's like, he actually took that as disrespect. He's like, no, I use a lot of analytics too. Like, you're kind of devaluing all the hardworking people that I worked with to put me in a position to succeed. And I like to give those people credit because I had all the numbers with me constantly. I looked and reviewed all these things constantly. Now, I had those people working on my staff, and like, it was their job to do that, and they would feed me the information, and it was up to me to do with it with what I wanted to do, right? But like, he hated being labeled as just a gut guy because he was more than that. And I think the great managers are, Joe. Like, and this whole notion that, like, and I do think it's disrespectful, low-key, when we do say, like, oh, Dave Roberts, he's just a figure. What does he really do? I was like, no, you have to give the guy credit for going to that many World Series at one point. Now, is it a team effort with the general manager? And when it comes to the, you know, the staff, and when it comes to the sabermetrics, right, whatever we call it now. Yeah, that's part of it. Like, he's the one that has to go out there and make the tough decisions, right? And he's the one that has to go out there and face the music when they fail. He has to be the fall guy, if you will. Joe, there is something to be said about that.
There's something that's...
I'm not saying Dave Roberts is the greatest manager of all time, but you got to give it up.
No.
And we'd like to do this with Nick Sirianni, too. It's like, oh, what does he really do? It's like, no, well, he puts the staff together, him and Howie Roseman, and he knows what makes people tick.
Yeah, but I think the reason why analytics get such a big, like... It honestly makes me angry, the word analytics, is because sometimes there are times that you do something as a coach or a manager that have no rhyme or reason in data at all.
Yeah.
There are moments, like, and I know Matt's behind the glass, and he's coached a lot of different, and I'm not pretending that youth sports is the same as, but on a level of, like, confidence and moments, I do believe there are similarities. Sometimes there's times where you have a guy who's been going through something, and you need them to just go out there. He needs to get through this moment, because I think this will be a moment that he'll be able to use to propel him forward. And he's really important to what I want to do a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now. And so I'm going to do something that makes no sense when it comes to analytics in terms of letting him pitch against this guy in this moment, because I, for whatever reason, feel like he needs this. I don't even know if that's making sense to you.
No, it's making sense. No, it makes clear sense. And that's why I love the pitching coach right now for the Texas Rangers. He's been a pitching coach for a long time. You know who he is. Mike Maddux, brother of Greg, former pitcher.
I love Mike Maddux.
I love whenever Mike Maddux.
Plucky.
But his whole thing when he goes to the mound, for those of you who don't know, you probably recognize him if you see him, but he's been a baseball lifer. Mike Maddux, he'll go to the mound, and just to get a pulse of the player, he touches his shoulder every time. And it's a grounding method. It's very kind of like psychoanalysis, just to get a feel for the player and to tell the player, hey, I'm right here. We're good. We're going to figure out. I'm going to put you in a position to get out of this tricky spot. We're going to go through it right now. All right. Hey, where are you at? How are you feeling? What's working? What's not working? You know, like, just a little tap. That's all he needs on the shoulder, just to ground that player. Something as simple as that and subtle as that, that you're kind of talking about, Joe, where it's unquantifiable when it comes to the numbers. Just a touch on the shoulder. How you doing? And that's why I think you've been so frustrated this season at times when it comes to the young players, especially like a guy like Hayden Birdsong, or prior to that, a Kyle Harrison. It's just like, hey, this is something the manager can do, is telling the catcher, hey, Patrick, go out there, talk to the guy. You've seen it, whether it's Willie Adames or Matt Chapman, they go out there to talk to the guy.
I call it moments. There are moments that arise, and somebody needs your, you know, to your point, like, hand on the shoulder, and that more metaphorically than physically.
Yeah. But both, right? And that's why I love Mike Maddux, like the hand on the shoulder, but yes, metaphorically, physically, it doesn't matter. It's just getting a pulse of the player.
Why do you think we got Harbaugh in town over the weekend?
And I'm glad you're going here. Yes.
No, but we got Harbaugh in town. Why do you think Niner fans love him so much?
There is something about the way he communicates with the fan base and through the media that is just, it's different.
The way he
empowers,
the way that he inspired Alex Smith to believe he was actually good, is actually one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in sports.
He inspires the players and the fans.
He believed in Alex more than Alex believed in himself, and more than his own family did, which is an insane sentence.
He got the fan base to believe in Alex.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Like he got you and me to believe in Alex Smith, one of the biggest busts of all time, that guy?
He understands psychologically how to connect with guys. Now, does that mean he's going to connect with every single guy? No. But I do believe on some level, this is why I love Harbaugh so much. Like, the game is played by humans.
Yeah.
And the humans every now and then need somebody to truly believe in them so that they can believe in themselves.
Here's a guy that I know does not believe in Bob Melvin, but I want him to explain why. It's Alex in Atlanta who joins us right now. What's up, Alex?
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing this morning? Listen, to me, and what you guys have been talking about was really resonating with me, it's the idea that you have to find the right coach to complement the locker room you have. And that can be very difficult at times. Mm. In sports, there are a number of examples where it's worked out well. The best I can think of is Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan.
Mm.
Phil Jackson was the ultimate Zen master, very down to earth, almost connected with his players on a somewhat spiritual level, like yogi, shamanistic kind of stuff. Michael Jordan, in contrast, was so driven by this obsession with winning and a competitive nature that the two really balanced each other out, and it helped those Bulls locker rooms, those Bulls teams, perform at such a consistent high level. I look at, you know, Larry Brown with the Pistons. Larry Brown is a buttoned-up guy, very, very focused on trying to find perfection in an imperfect game of basketball. His style, his approach really complemented that hard-nosed, blue-collar, you know, down-in-the-mud style of play that Pistons team had when they won their championship. And when I look at Bob Melvin right now, I just see the wrong guy for the locker room. I see a guy that just doesn't connect well with the players he's managing right now. I think to your point you mentioned, you know, he's a guy that he's not going to come up to you and, you know, put a hand on your shoulder when you're struggling or try to figure out why things are going wrong with you. He's just kind of going to let you try to play through it and figure it out. And that just doesn't seem like it's the right fit for the Giants. It's been bubbling all year and it's boiled to the surface in recent months. And I think that just means it's time for a change. It's a lot easier to change the person in the head coaching position than it is to change multiple pieces in your locker room to try to fit that head coach's style.
It's a great point.
Thanks, Alex.
I think anyone, because we've all been students at some point, we've all had teachers we connect to and all had teachers we don't.
Yes.
And I think even the ones that we don't connect to, I think most of us could acknowledge they might still be a good teacher for the right person. Some just suck. Like, just hey,
yeah.
Some are just Jim Tom Sula.
Yeah,
and they're meant to be a teacher's aide and not a main teacher.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Some
or
are
sub.
Exactly. Yeah. Some are that way. But like, even the ones that maybe I didn't connect with all the way, I could still acknowledge. But they were good teachers for other people.
Right. Yeah. Like, I might just be an idiot too, and I might like for like math class. Math wasn't my strong suit. Yeah. All right. And that's fine. It could have been any other teacher. It wouldn't matter. I might not have succeeded anyways. And I'm glad you brought this up, Joe, because it's kind of how I feel about certain players when it comes to development. And I do want to get into this conversation. And by the way, we're going to be pivoting to football here in tech, but it's not just football because it's baseball related too. It's just development at a professional level and how we view the player versus, you know, the front office that drafted said player, the coaching staff, all of it. And by the way, Football Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. And Joe, you're a Paramount Plus subscriber, right?
Absolutely. South Park.
Oh, yeah. South Park.
Landman.
And you're going to get into Nickelodeon when LJ gets a little bit older.
Mobland.
There you go. SpongeBob. Big SpongeBob
guy. Now, we are really into Bluey.
Okay, Bluey's good. Bluey's good. I don't think it's on Paramount Plus.
No, it's not.
But that's okay. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. And you're going to be locked in to football all season long on Paramount Plus, Joe. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. Again, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And something you're going to be keeping your eye on over the weekend, Joe, is going to be this Chargers-Niners game. And something you're going to be keeping your eye on all season, quite frankly, is Trey Lance and Jim Harbaugh. Because this entire week, we've really gone by without talking about one of the biggest Bay Area busts, draft picks wise, and Trey Lance. It's a huge story. And, you know, we've talked about Harbaugh and that angle versus Shanahan. And I think we've learned that people still gravitate towards Jim Harbaugh in a big way around here. Hell, if both these guys are free agents right now, Shanahan and Harbaugh, I think most Niner fans here that we've interacted with, they'll take Harbaugh. And that just speaks to what he represented here in the Bay Area in a moment in time. And for you as a fan, Joe, and him being able to maximize Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, who, by the way, is on Jim Harbaugh's staff with the Chargers, Navarro Bowman. He just meant something here in the Bay, kind of like what Bruce Bochy means, kind of like what some of these, or more so like a Dusty Baker who didn't win one.
Yes,
And Bochy's like, he's won. He's a legend. There's levels to this.
Good
a Don,
feels.
A Don Nelson, yeah. Right? A guy that's just represented. He's like, God, I just love that guy. I would love to play for that guy. And he's been doing something with Trey Lance in this preseason. Again, you could scoff. You could say it's preseason. But you know what? It feels good to watch Trey Lance succeeding at any level right now because He just couldn't towards the end there, whether it was with Dallas, whether it was that final iteration with the Niners in training camp and preseason, where we were watching Aiden freaking O'Connell outplay him. Aiden O'Connell, a rookie out of Purdue, like in a preseason game, and it felt like there was pressure on the kid in a preseason game. So it just feels good for me to watch Trey Lance right now, you know, at any level succeed with Jim Harbaugh. And again, it's preseason. You could scoff at it. He's going to be starting against the Niners over the weekend in the final preseason game. But I want to ask you, Joe, the biggest Niner fan I know, what is it like watching Trey Lance right now with the Chargers? And if he does go down and score a touchdown against the Niners this weekend, how are you going to react?
Well, I separate Trey now. I don't do this thing. I see a lot of Niner fans, they do this like, well, Trey Lance did well, therefore, the Niners, blah, blah. No. Trey is independent of the Niners.
Are you going to the game tomorrow, by the way?
No. I gave my tickets to my buddy Cam.
Cool. That was nice of you.
Well, we're going up to the cabin for a good week and a half.
Weather looking good?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, dude, it's going to be like
90s. Oh, it's so going to be toasty. Excited. Put on the SPF 1000.
Yeah.
I can get a tan with that.
Look, yeah, he can't.
I'm not expecting everyone to feel this way, because I remember like one of the more controversial Niners of all time, T.O. Some people hated him the second he left the Niners and the way it went down, which that's their prerogative. You don't have to root for everyone. Some people rooted for Joe Montana when he was with Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, some people, I know a guy, this guy Danny, who became such a big Viking fan because Roger Craig went there and literally switched allegiances to the Vikings. So everyone has their own progress. I root for Trey individually. Yeah, I just root for the kid. I think he's a good person. You know, we talk about Bob Mills is a good person. Like, that doesn't mean that I hate you or whatever. I can root for you. But I don't make these, like, sweeping connections to the Niners. The Niners did the right thing. I mean, they made the wrong move by drafting him. They made the wrong move by trading up. That was all wrong. But the way it went down, like, They owe it to themselves to continue to operate at a high level and to win games. And to do that, they needed to go in the direction of Brock Purdy, which was the smart thing to do. And, you know, he had his opportunities to win a backup job and he fell flat, and that's on him. And I think that for his own maturation of his NFL career, maybe he needed that. You know, he probably needed a lot of things. But I don't connect the two. And I see a lot of Niner fans. See, this is what, nah. Nah, man, like, too much time has passed and everything. Like, I think it also takes away the culpability of where Trey kind of let himself down.
Right.
You know, like, forget the on-the-field stuff. He had the whole thing with the, you know, the ladies of the night and the videos that came out. And, you know, like, I'm not sure that he was fully ready on the field or off the field at that point in his life. And he even talked about how he learned how to prepare for football from Brock Purdy. So, look, I would hope for him that he has some sort of a Geno Smith-like resurgence somewhere down the line.
It's a great call, the Geno Smith one, yeah.
It's very unlikely.
It is, but you know what? I believe he's going to have opportunities this year in, like, regular season games to show that he belongs.
You think Herbert?
I think Herbert gets hurt.
Okay.
He's hurt, Bert. No, yeah, seriously. And I don't mean to, like, joke. He gets hurt a lot. He does. Like, he gets, like, and they lost their starting left tackle. Rashawn Slater's out for the year. And Joe Wall, is he going to shift? I don't know. And again, they like to do ground and pound. That's the Harbaugh way. They're going to try to limit the amount of throws that Herbert can do. And listen, they don't have a stacked wide receiver room there. They have Ladd McConkey, who's pretty freaking good. He's a Pro Bowler in his rookie season. But outside of that, it's kind of bare. And who's there? They draft the kid out of what? UNC, North Carolina is their number one running back this year. So we'll see there. But I do think there's going to be an opportunity this year for Trey to prove himself. And I do think if he just stays as the backup and maybe it's for a quarter or two and he shows that he can do it, hey, maybe he'll have an opportunity elsewhere. Like, how old is he still? He's still super young.
Like 25.
He's like not even. Isn't he like 23 or 4 or something?
You know,
right?
You know what I think, like, about with him?
What?
Had he been a couple years younger, he would have probably...
He's 25. Okay, sorry.
No, but like, let's say he was 23.
Like Jason, it's like Jason Tatum. He's only 19 still. He's been in the league for 7 years. Continue. Sorry. Yeah,
he would have hit the portal.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? Like, this is a guy that probably would have played Power 5 football. And, you know, maybe he develops more. Maybe he gets exposed and he doesn't become a first-round draft pick altogether. I do believe that he was... just a victim of the whole thing of, like, COVID, the season striking short, the NIL not being around, the Niners not doing the proper due diligence. Like, there were so many areas where everyone let everyone else down, like pie chart of culpability.
Well, exactly. He was also a victim of the ridiculous hype of what was dubbed the greatest quarterback class of all time.
Carson Wentz, too. Think about this. Yes. He went to the same school as Carson Wentz, and I think a lot of people thought that, you know, remember that back then. This is before Carson, like, really, you know, fell on his face.
No, he was an MVP candidate. If he stayed healthy that Eagles year, he's going to win MVP.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of people were like, see if Carson Wentz could do it, you know, and I don't know. So there was a lot that was going in. And look, the Niners, like the Jets, they made the wrong picks.
I mean, like that entire, again, I go back to being a victim of that draft class, which was, and we'll see what Trevor.
No, it's one of the greatest draft classes ever outside of quarterback.
Well, absolutely. Thank you. No, it was, but it was dubbed, could this go down as the greatest quarterback class of all time? Trevor Lawrence to the Jaguars, Justin Fields to the Jets, or Justin Fields. Zach Wilson. See, all the names. They're all just an amalgamation at this point. Hell, Mac Jones is part of that draft class. And now he's the backup for the 49ers.
Okay. So Lawrence, Wilson, Lance, all whatever you feel about them. Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Waddle, Penei Sewell, J.C. Horn, Patrick Surtain. Then Devontae Smith, Justin Fields, Parsons, Slater. I mean, it's a who's who.
It's ridiculous. And the Niners.
Who's the weakest player amongst Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Waddle, Penei Sewell, J.C. Horn, and Patrick Surtain might be Kyle Pitts.
It is Kyle Pitts, who's been he's been kind of a bust. If you draft the tight end,
by the way,
he's
been a Pro Bowler.
He was a Pro Bowler. I think it's like rookie season, right? He was a Pro Bowler, but he's
shows where the Pro Bowl's at.
Well, quite frankly, it's become a joke. The Pro Bowl is an absolute disgrace.
Exactly. I mean, you could make the argument outside of Vera Tucker, who's the guard for the Jets. Zaven Collins was good. You know, he had moments. Devontae Smith has been really good. Jalen Waddle. I mean, this is an incredible draft. Outside of the quarterbacks.
Outside of the quarterbacks. And Trevor Lawrence is the only one of those quarterbacks to win a playoff game, I guess, as a starter. I don't know if anyone else was backing up any, like, but again, being a victim of your draft class in a way. But Trey Lance, I want to ask the Niner fans this because they're playing tomorrow at Levi's Stadium, 888-957-9570. You know, you're at the game and Trey Lance takes the Chargers down the field.
I wonder
and scores
if
a touchdown.
I wonder are if people are cheering. I bet he gets a cheer before he even goes out there.
Right, well,
like as he jogs out to start the game. I bet people give him a little cheer.
I want to hear people that are going to be going to the game or just be watching it in general. Like, are you going to be cheering for Trey Lance tomorrow? 888-957-9570. It's totally okay. Again, it's
well, I'm rooting for the Niners. And do I root for him to do well overall? Absolutely.
Are you rooting more for Carter Bradley to succeed tomorrow or Trey Lance? Let's just keep it.
Yeah, but tomorrow's not a real game, so there's not real results. If this were a real game, it would be totally different.
It's not. Exactly. It's an exhibition. It's an exhibition.
I don't know where people are at. I don't wish him ill will. I do believe there are people that are like, and this I think is unfair to both these guys. If Purdy does well, what does that mean about Trey? Oh. If Trey does well, what does that mean about Purdy? To me, they're totally independent of each other.
Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan, who spoke about and looked back at the Trey Lance era earlier in the week.
I don't want to sit here and evaluate Trey too much. You know, I think I've done that before, but when I revisit that, we knew where our team was at, and we knew where it was going to be the next couple of years, and we were committed to getting a rookie quarterback. We weren't sure that it would be forever, but we thought that was important to contractually with where our team was at in order to keep a good team together. So we knew we were going for a rookie, especially after a veteran left earlier that year. That was an option. So that was more of a plan in that way. Now we can go back to what we thought and everything, which I have no problem doing anytime, but I don't want to sit here and evaluate Trey again. I'm pulling for Trey. I love Trey. One of the best people I've been around, and I really hope it works out for him.
That was Kyle Shanahan earlier in the week. And, you know, I will credit Kyle Shanahan always with this. When they made the trade with the Dallas Cowboys to get rid of Trey Lance, he said at his press, he was like, I failed Trey. I failed him. And I did not put him in positions to succeed at the NFL level, and I will own that. And I appreciated that because not everyone does that, Joe. Now it's easy when you stumbled upon a Brock Purdy and he ends up being the guy in the future, and you know it changes perspective for you for sure. But he didn't have to say that. He could have just said, "Hey, it just didn't end up working out for whatever reason, and we're going to go our separate ways, and I wish him the best." But he owned it and said, "I failed Trey," and I thought that I came away with tremendous respect for him. I think a lot of Niner fans like wanted to like bear down and beat him down and say, yeah, you're the fault. It was your fault. Let's get this guy out of here. He set him up to fail all of it. If that's your prerogative, if you're that person, if you want to do that, all I'll say is, do you feel better saying that? Like, does that make you feel better? Going out of your way to keep just berating and beating down and beating down. You failed. Like, I'm not that kind of person. Like, you have to move off of it at some point. I don't think there are Niner fans that will never forgive Kyle Shanahan for the failure that was Trey Lance, which is, you know, that's what fans do. Shout out Elliot Ramos, fans are going to fan. But, you know.
Well, we got to be able to move on, though, as Niner
fans. We have to move on, but also, you don't have to say that. And when I watch what's going on in Indianapolis right now and the failures that are going on when it comes to either Shane Steichen or wherever the hell their GM is right now in Indianapolis, like the Anthony Richardson pick, it's. The development, everything around it is laughable from management side. You knew that guy was going to be a project from the moment you drafted him.
Yeah,
He was. Everyone told you this guy, like, you needed time for him. And they knew that. They said it. It's like, yeah, you know, it's going to take some time, but we're going to stick with our guy. Now he gets hurt early on and he had to redshirt. And okay, that's basically, you had to go into last season saying that was his rookie season. And what did they do? They pivot off him as soon as possible.
For Daniel Jones.
They pivot off of this guy, and we all knew that you had to take your lumps with Anthony Richardson because he had to figure out how to play quarterback. Oh, but, you know, people are playing for their jobs. They're coaching for their jobs. No, you told us that you had to be patient. So all of a sudden, your patience level, because the guy's struggling at the NFL level that you knew was going to struggle, you have to rip off the Band-Aid and say, oh, well, it's not working. We got to win games. I just hate what has become, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, whether it's baseball, when it comes to guys that we know are projects, they are not willing to take their lumps at whatever professional level, and you have to stunt their growth because of the fan pressure or the ownership pressure. Don't select these guys in the first place is what I'm saying. if that's going to be the attitude. Because I, quite frankly, I do feel bad for the Anthony Richardsons, the Jonathan Kamingas, the Trey Lances of the world. When you put these guys that are clearly not in a position to succeed right away in positions to fail going forward.
Well, what's funny is that
it drives me nuts, quite frankly.
We do this thing like, you know, he has a high ceiling and a really low floor. We do that when it comes to like Anthony Richardson. I mean, I think I'd rather, and this is going to sound crazy, I'd rather take a look at Anthony Richardson than Kenny Pickett any day. And Kenny Pickett is the reverse, right? Oh, he's a low ceiling, high floor guy. No. He sucks.
Thank you.
He sucks.
It stinks.
Stinks to high heavens.
This sucker.
Stinks to high heavens. And it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy how we do these quarterback things. I had another aspect that I was thinking about with Trey Lance that I thought you were going to go to.
Oh, is that a tease then?
Well, he hated Jimmy so much, Kyle did something else.
And he's going to explain what that is on the other side. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.